What up? This is Joffrey with the G.
This is Taco with a T. Taco Silva. G Moore here.
Let's get it going.
All right, man. How'd you do last week? Because I did pretty bad.
I didn't do so great, but some of the teams were a no-brainer. They did their thing, especially my Ohio State Buckeyes, baby.
Well, Miami looked bad, but I think the media hopped them up, and I was just hoping maybe, but the depth is not there. We still got young guys, and, I mean, I'm going to take all the trash-talking people are going to talk.
I really thought with all LSU issues that they wouldn't be able to pull that game off, but they sure did. They came to play.
It'd be all right. Dude, I'm surprised Notre Dame isn't number one. You know, usually people love them. I mean, they beat Michigan. They should be number one in the AL East now, the presidential race, maybe even the NASCAR polls. You know how they are.
Yeah, they love Notre Dame, man. They definitely are a favorite. But, man, without further ado, let's get into these games that we've seen last week. I thought UCF looked strong, man. They really did their thing. I mean, it was a rout against UConn.
Yeah.
That was kind of the first game or top 25 team to kick it off. They looked good.
Yeah. The Alabama quarterback thing didn't get involved. Alabama looked like Alabama.
True number one. Yeah, they got all systems a go right now.
What about that Washington-Auburn game?
That was the game. That was an exciting game. It was actually a good defensive game, too.
Yeah,
man,
I agree.
You know?
I can't tell you how surprised I was by Washington. I thought Auburn would come off, out, but once again, they have young wide receivers. But that was probably, to me, the best game from both teams.
Washington was able to deal with Auburn's speed, the strength. Of course, for Auburn is their defense, but Stidham, he did his thing too, man. He kept them in the he didn't lose the game.
Yeah.
Therefore, kept them in the game, and you see the end result, Auburn won the game.
I feel like the quarterback for Washington, Jake Browning, he could have played a lot better considering some of the wide receivers he has and stuff like
right.
that. But
we'll
see how it plays out.
Right, right.
Of course, Oklahoma murdered FAU everybody thought. I was talking a little trash.
We got to give them an honorable mention. We got to put them in there.
What about that Penn State-Appy State game?
Penn State, I must say, you dodged one. That was an L that you were about to take. Appy State.
Yeah, I was pulling for y'all, man. But no one – everybody is going to fear y'all game one, always. I mean, y'all pulled it off in Michigan.
Man, how many years back was that, man?
I think it was 07.
07, 08 or something? Yeah. So,
And then when they played Tennessee, they went to, I think, three overtimes
two years ago. Yeah, that's a tough team. And, hey, our team we got right here, UTC, got to play them this year, man. So, let's see if that might – be a good game. You never know.
Yeah, talk about UTC. They got their first win, and now this week they go to play Citadel.
Okay.
So.
Good. UTC
at Citadel
starting out winning.
No
brainer. Georgia 45-0 against Austin Peay.
Yeah.
I mean they were clicking. Really nothing really to talk about there, man. It was a must win game. They better win this game. I mean, it's game one.
Maryland, who lost a football player this summer, they beat Texas.
Beating Texas. And that is a big deal because if you listen to a podcast we did, was that last week? Where I had said, I think Texas may be the dark horse, and they may end up winning the Big 12. And now they didn't even get a vote towards the top 25.
Yeah, so I think
they might be out of it.
Virginia Tech, Florida State.
Surprising. Really? I thought Florida State would win that game, but Virginia Tech, They stuck to their game, man. They didn't want to lose.
Yeah, that Virginia Tech defense, Bud Foster, like we mentioned past podcast, got them rolling, man. They stopped the run, and that crippled Florida State. They had to throw, and it didn't happen.
Just dominated that game, and that's what you should do.
And last but not least, West Virginia and Tennessee.
West Virginia, I thought was going to take an L, but they showed they were the number 17 team at that time in college football.
Yeah, I think Tennessee, we can't base it off first week. So Tennessee, they're still young. They got a new coaching staff. So I can't wait to see West Virginia starts that West Virginia Oklahoma game in the future.
And also, of course, Clemson won 48-7 against Furman. TCU, the number 16 team, they were 55-7 over Southern. It really wasn't a game. We did mention a score, or did we already mention the score? Ohio State 77 points, people. Yes, that is correct. 77-31 over Oregon State.
And go ahead and mention the Miami LSU score.
The Miami Hurricanes lost the number 8 team at that time against LSU 33-17. That was probably my disappointing game. I picked your Hurricanes to beat LSU.
It was mine too, man. Our offensive line has to get better.
It'll come, man. It's a long season, so.
Yeah.
Oh, and all right, we can't forget Oregon, number 24, Oregon, 58-24 over Bowling Green. Of course, Alabama put the smack down over Louisville. Notre Dame topped Michigan, and then Mississippi State, they beat Austin.
With their backup quarterback, by the way.
Yeah, 63-6.
Backup quarterback.
Yeah.
So I would have to say the biggest loss was Kansas, who paid Nichols State $450,000 to come to Lawrence, and then they lost in overtime.
That's crazy, man. And let me not forget Wisconsin. Wisconsin, the number 14, 34-3 over Western Kentucky. And Michigan State dodged one against Utah State. They won 38-31. That should be the wrap-up for that week. What are some of the big games we got coming up this week in college football?
I say one of them definitely is Georgia-South Carolina, at South Carolina. It's always trouble. Last year they won. Georgia beat South Carolina 24-10.
Okay.
So this might be – I think it's going to be a tough game. I think Georgia gets the win.
Yeah, it's not really too many big or competitive games for week two. Maybe USC-Stanford might be a –
yeah, that's going – I think that's the
number
top,
17 versus number 10. That might be the strongest game. I mean, that Clemson-Texas A&M might be a decent game to watch.
I'm taking Stanford in that game.
I'll say I'm you know what? They are at home. And I've been taking a home team. I don't really care for USC. But just I'm gonna go with USC in this game.
I like that.
That's
I like you to be against me. What I want.
So we're going to see if your Miami Hurricanes can get a win against Savannah State.
I say we win. I want to see the backup quarterbacks, how they look. And our offensive line, of course.
Right.
Get some depth going on.
There's another game out there that may turn. Well, they got Oklahoma up by 30 over UCLA. Maybe.
Yeah, Chip Kelly. Yeah.
Maybe a Chip Kelly offense might show up.
It's not happening.
It's not.
They got beat by Cincinnati. Your Bearcats last week. The starting quarterback went out. I don't know if he's going to be back. The transfer from Michigan.
The Bearcats, they not predicted to do anything.
I think Oklahoma is going to roll.
Yeah, they probably. Now, another game that might be competitive, Mississippi State, Kansas State. Mississippi State is favored by 8 points.
I'm going to take Kansas State. At home.
Yeah, they are at home. Yeah.
But they get their starting quarterback back. Right. But I'm taking Kansas State, even though I think Mississippi State's going to get beat up through the year. Kansas State, you know, they'll have a few upsets maybe, like they always do. But
right.
I'm a go opposite.
And I think that Mississippi State take care of business. That defense is going to be too much for Kansas State.
What about that Texas A&M Clemson game? Clemson travels to A&M. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct. They still got Clemson favored by 12, so that's, you might as well say, about 2 touchdowns. I think they'll go in and take care of business. Now, the underdog in me is saying Texas A&M is going to show up. Now, we don't know. Jimbo,
Bear Bryant ain't walking. Johnny Manziel ain't walking through those doors. But you know what? I'm taking Texas A&M.
They do got the ball coach over there, so they got a coach.
Oh, Jimbo Fisher.
Oh, Jimbo might coach him up and say, "Hey, we in it. If it's close at halftime, watch out. It may be."
Who you got? I want to know who you got. Come on, tell me who you got.
I got Clemson.
Okay.
Clemson. I'm gonna go with the. The game that might shock people is Kentucky-Florida. Kentucky might actually win that game. We don't know.
Dude, I mean, going Wildcat. Wildcat. Let's go Wildcats.
And in this one.
Another Stoops.
I'm going to take the home team. I know Florida's 25th.
Dan Mullen, new coach.
But they at home.
Yeah. Okay.
Role players going to play good. So I'm going to go with Florida. Now, the game that may shock some people is this Penn State-Pittsburgh game. Remember, Pittsburgh is known for...
Oh, I'm taking Pitt, baby, the ACC.
You know?
I'm taking Pitt. Their coach, man, he is a motivator. So I'm saying they take down Penn State. Penn State comes back and they're like, oh, we just showed trash last week.
They did
show
trash.
Let's come back and beat the brakes off Penn State. But I'm going... Pittsburgh Panthers.
I say this. If Penn State would have routed Appy State last week, then this would have been that trap game, and Pittsburgh would be winning this game this weekend. But I'm going to say Penn State going into Pitt and take care of business. And they're at least going to cover the point spread. It might be closer than we think. So I'm going to say Penn State.
I got you. Penn State. All right, one more game so we can have 7 every week, but then we'll have an honorable mention, which will be your team we'll talk about. Georgia Tech and South Florida. Who you got?
Georgia Tech.
South Florida. At South Florida. I'm just bringing this up.
South Florida.
The triple option.
Charlie
Strong, coach.
I'm going to go with South Florida in that game.
Oh, okay. I'll take Georgia Tech. ACC. I'm taking that triple option. That's going to be all hard to deal with. But South Florida has Blake Barnett. He was a 5-star that went Alabama. He's transferred.
Oh,
he was somewhere else, transferred
name,
again. Now he's at South Florida. So
okay.
I think that's going to be an exciting game to see.
Yeah, it is, man. So.
All right, and I'll let you mention Ohio State, who they got.
Man, them Buckeyes are going to take care of business. We got Rutgers coming to our house.
Upset alert, people.
We may hang 100 points. I don't know. We're going to do good, though. It's going to be not even a competitive game.
Got you. All right, man. Those were our predictions for this week. Let's hit up the NFL. The NFL started last night. Falcons, Philly. I didn't stay up too late. We had to work today.
And I didn't even get a chance to see the highlights for that game, man. Why do these games come on so late?
I don't know. I was up about 9:30 and they just started. They were like close to the end of the first, maybe. But Philly end up winning. Philadelphia Eagles, Super Bowl reigning champs.
Yep.
Nick Foles.
Foles?
He got paid, I think, because
yes.
he was a backup quarterback, supposedly.
Nick Foles had a horrible game.
Yeah.
Actually. But he was 19 for 34 with 117 yards passing, one interception. He didn't really do that well, but he just on a good team. Yeah.
In his contract, I think, since he was a backup quarterback or if he starts the first game because they got Carson Wentz, he got paid so much money. I forgot what it was. I want to say it's in the 100,000s.
Ajayi did his thing.
Running back?
Running back, man. He had 15 carries. I mean, he only had 62 yards rushing, but those two touchdowns proved to be okay.
All right, hold up. We got to interrupt what we're talking about here. Me, Taco, we have to talk about the U.S. Open. So Serena Williams, Osaka from Japan, they're going at it. In the women's final. All right, I got to interrupt. Taco is dropping. All right, I got to talk about the U.S. Open. Gee, I'm sorry. Stop the football talk. Serena Williams, you American versus the Osaka from Japan going one-on-one with each other. Women's final. Then we got Djokovic and Juan Del Potro. In the men's final, watch it. Check it out. Support tennis. All right, back to football. We're going to jump into the NFL real quick. Big weekend.
Big weekend.
Starting back, even though there's controversy, whatever we want to think. But the games are starting. People getting paid millions. Quarterbacks getting paid millions in the next 7 months. I mean, we got to start with this NFL.
So, one of the first games being played this Sunday, Bengals versus Colts.
Your Cincinnati Bengals,
yeah, man.
Yeah, man,
I can't wait to see this new look offense. We got some young, gifted players on defense. I really want to see if John Ross, the receiver that came out of Washington 2 years ago, if he's healthy. I mean, I want to see how explosive he can be. That'll really help out A.J. Green and Andy Dalton. I want to see it. And then you also have Andrew Luck. He back for Indiana. So, yeah, we're going. That might be actually a good game to watch. The next game on the schedule is the Bills, Ravens. But the Ravens, oh, man, you know, that is going to be something. Remember, the Ravens got knocked out the last game of the season from the playoffs, and the Bills, it gave the Bills a chance to get into the playoffs last year. So to see them two teams play first game of the year, that's gonna be a really good matchup.
The Bills got a rookie quarterback, don't they?
Yeah, they may start him. I want to say that's the guy from White. Is it Wyoming?
I believe that's Josh Allen. You're right, Josh Allen.
Yeah, they got
and
him.
They started Nathan Peterman, and then they also traded or picked up on waivers or something like A.J. McCarron. So,
which A.J. McCarron, he may be the backup. Who knows? He may he had some type of injury, which prevented him from actually winning that starting position. So, I mean, he kind of in the same position he was in when he was with the Bengals.
I mean,
so
then you got LeSean McCoy, the running back.
Yeah, so the Bills, they may end up being right there in the hunt for the play. I mean, it's an early season. There's only one game played in the season, so we'll see how this season shape up. The Jaguars, Giants, looking to see the Jaguars defense shut down OBJ.
Man, these the Jags, man, they're young.
They're young. And, man, that defense, man, I tell you.
Jalen Ramsey.
That defense looked so good last year. And I don't even think they lost anybody relevant on that defense from last year. So,
I mean, they're all in with their quarterback. So, Blake Bortles has to play.
I mean, as long as he don't succeed. As long as he don't make a lot of turnovers, I think they'll be all right. If he could just manage the game well, that defense will shut down most teams. I mean, they played the Patriots pretty good last year. It was just the Patriots just, you know, had the ball last and ended up, you know, winning. So, all right, so the next game on the schedule, Buccaneers-Saints. Drew Brees, he going to do his thing. Buccaneers,
huh? Two-headed monster running back.
Yeah.
Amari and Ingram.
And Ingram. That'll be, oh, man. Yeah, Kamara, man, I think he was one of the breakout players last year. I really didn't think that he would be that effective in the NFL. I thought he would be, like, maybe a special teams guy. But he turned out to be a player that you want to get the ball in his hand so he can make a play. So, that's just another weapon for Drew Brees, so...
And for the Bucs, I don't know if Jameis Winston's going to be the starter.
Man, if he even on the field.
Yeah, he's...
You know, on the sidelines. I don't know, man. It's just a big question mark. All right, so this next game, Taco, man, is what I think may be the game of the week in Houston Texans versus the New England Patriots. Both teams got something to prove. You know, the Patriots, perennial power. And then you got the Texans who, before their main guys got hurt last year, they were in the, you know, in the playoff picture. What you think about that?
Man, I think, like you said, I think somewhat of what you said was the Patriots, you know, they're always going to come to play. They're going to always – I think the game plan that they always bring is just phenomenal against their opponent. But I'm looking at this young – I'm pulling for the Texans. I like DeAndre Hopkins and, of course, you know,
Watson.
All these guys on defense are back.
Right.
Watt's back. I forgot. Who's
that? Oh, you got Watson, a quarterback.
Watson's back, but J.J. Watt's back.
They still have Johnson, Jonathan Joseph as a corner.
Clowney's back, right?
Oh, yeah,
so he'll
yeah.
Be back. So I want to see how this Texas defense looks with all their playmakers back because they were injured last year.
Right, right. And, you know, it's kind of hard to keep up with the Patriots because they just take players out, put new players in. You really don't know.
Yeah, and those people you never heard of. And
right.
You making know. Them work.
Oh, wow.
I want to see this Chicago Green Bay.
Yo, they got former Bengals running back, Jeremy Hill. Now, he was good.
Yeah.
It's just the Bengals drafted Joe Mixon, who was a better combo back. And he played well for Cincinnati and playing behind that New England Patriots offensive line, man, he might actually pan out for him. Wow, that's a good pickup for the Patriots. And they still got the James White and Rex Burkhead as running backs.
They've done that in the past with running backs, though. They pick up and they make them work.
They do.
Like Blunt, not too long ago.
He was
off the – He had been let go from Tampa Bay, and then they picked him up, and out of nowhere, they won the Super Bowl.
All right. The next game on the schedule, again, like I was saying about the Texans-Patriots game, man, check that game out. I'll be probably switching back and forth, but I will definitely pay attention to that game. The 49ers and the Vikings.
And I know how you hate the 49ers.
I don't really care for the 49ers. I really don't. And it dates back to 1989. Yes, people, it is very petty. Very petty. this dates back to the Joe Montana, Jerry Rice days against my Boomer Esiason, Icky Woods. Tim Crumrod was on the offensive line. We had Munoz on the offensive line. And we lost that game. It was horrible to watch. It broke my little young heart. Anyway, the 49ers might actually do something. I don't see them winning this game against the Vikings. They're just really strong unless they just collapse this first game of the season. But I think the 49ers might actually bring some pressure. You know, they got Garoppolo. I think they went 4-5-0 or something like that once he got there. So maybe he'll bring some of that energy into this new season.
I'm taking the Vikings. I think their defense is going to be too much for the 49ers.
And they at home. I'm going to go with the Vikings as well. I think they'll be too much for them. But 49ers might actually put up a good fight. All right, so next on the schedule, we got the Titans and the Dolphins. Who you got?
Oh, Miami. Frank Gore's back in town. So, I mean, I doubt he's even starting.
Even though the Dolphins are at home, Titans were pretty solid last year.
Mariota.
I'm going with them Titans.
Derrick Henry, you're right, but I'm pulling for the at home Miami.
I think the Titans pulled that one. It's pretty much even. But
Tannehill actually play? Can he get the ball? Can he make plays? Can he manage the game?
Well,
we'll see.
We will see.
The odds are stacked against you, Miami.
Derrick Henry probably going to have a really good game. And Delonte Walker is going to catch a lot of passes. So, yeah. We'll see. We'll see how that pan out. All right, so the next game, which, I don't know. The Steelers will show up. But what will happen with the Browns? Steelers versus Browns in Cleveland.
Le'Veon Bell's not playing, but they've been saying Connor, the backup. He was a rookie, I think, last year, but they say he's been playing good, and they're going with him.
I mean,
I'm pulling for Cleveland.
I mean,
got all these young guns on there. I'm pulling for Baker Mayfield.
If Baker Mayfield get in that game and he manage it well, I mean, because Ben, he done got up there. He done had his days where he took over a game and, you know, you just couldn't stop him. But it is possible that Baker Mayfield get in there and he do some things. You know, he make some plays. But, I mean, the Steelers are still the Steelers. They're the brand name. I just don't see Cleveland pulling this game out.
Just remember, David Njoku, tight end for the Cleveland Browns. I guarantee he has it.
Yeah. I mean, now they got some names. They got T.J. Watt, which is J.J. Watt's younger brother. And then Cameron Hayward. You probably remember that football player from back in the day. His dad was, I believe, a fullback or something. It was Hammerhead Hayward. His son, Cameron Hayward. He had played at Ohio State. Yeah. So, good player. No, we'll see. I don't think he had a great season last year, but we'll see. We'll see how it go. It might be an interesting game. You never know.
Now, 1:00, CBS, people.
Yeah, 1:00. And for the 4:00 game on Sunday, the Chiefs versus the Chargers. Now, this might be a really competitive game.
Yeah, you got two experienced quarterbacks.
Right.
Mark Smith, Phillip Rivers going at it.
Division game.
At L.A.
And you know something? I think Maybe Patrick Mahomes is the starting quarterback this year.
I think he
won the job. And see, a lot of people don't. His dad played baseball for. He was a pitcher for the Kansas City Royals.
Dang, you are right.
Pat Mahomes.
What happened to Alex Smith?
Yeah, he went. I think he retired or went somewhere else.
Man, that threw me off. Yeah, you're right.
So I mean, he still got Kareem Hunt, Tariq Hill, so Travis Kelce. So Pat Mahomes, young guy, he gonna come in there. Can't forget about Sammy Watkins. So he got some people to get the ball to. Is he NFL ready though?
Yeah.
He did his thing in college. Is Pat Mahomes ready for the NFL, or is the NFL ready for him? We're gonna find out.
Chargers, they're going to be missing Joey Bosa to injury, so he won't be playing.
That's a big
first
deal.
Game. But they got Mike Pouncey. They got him in free agency, so
okay.
They're saying their offensive line is boosted up, getting them ready for that run.
Dang.
For the run.
So, oh, man, and then Eric Berry, he doubtful for the defense of Kansas City, man. They got a lot of people out, man. I don't know. We'll see how that game. Now, next game, Seahawks, Broncos. Oh, and my pick for the Chiefs-Chargers game, I'm going to go with the Chiefs.
I'm going Chargers.
I think good pick.
David Tyree, I'm picking L.A. Your Chargers.
All right, so Seahawks, Broncos.
Russell Wilson, man.
I know, and I think he might be one of the better quarterbacks in the league. But I don't know, man. Can they do enough to go into Mile High and win that game? That's the thing.
And that guy from UCF, he's the guy with – he's missing his hand.
Yeah.
He's starting.
Who?
Seattle.
Oh.
His last name is Griffin.
Linebacker, right?
Yeah, Griffin. Shaquan Griffin?
Yeah, I remember him. He was all over the place.
He's going to be he's starting. They had made that official.
Now I really have to see this game because, you know, they lost some players. They're no longer the Legion of Boom, so – so I don't know, man. It might be a decent game. All right, so the next game we got on the schedule, Cowboys Panthers. That might be the second best game, I think, of the start of the football season for this first week. It might be a pretty good game to watch,
man. I think it's gonna be a good game.
That'll probably be the game that they're playing is Cowboys Panthers. It should be, and it's at Carolina. I'm going to give the slight edge to Carolina in that game. Even though I like Ezekiel Elliott, and I think he's probably going to go off this first game of the season. But I don't know, man. Who you got, Taco?
I'm taking the Cowboys.
Good pick.
Like Allen Hurns, you know why? Went to Miami. also, Prescott. He's probably the most underpaid quarterback.
Yeah.
Ever, because he's still on his rookie contract. But Zeke, yeah, your boy is Zeke Elliott.
Right.
So I'm pulling for the Cowboys.
Well, you know, man, I'm going to tell you, man, those Panthers, they got Cam Newton, the man of steel.
Yeah.
Christian McCaffrey. So he going to do his thing. And then on that defense – they got Keekly, Cincinnati boy. I think he gonna do his thing. So
I think
we'll
Dallas
see.
Wins 24-10.
Well, we'll see. All right, so the next game on the schedule, We got Redskins, Cardinals. I don't really favor that game, but I'm gonna go with the Cardinals on that game.
Cause they're at home.
Yeah, cause they're at home and it's close. I don't really know if either one of those teams gonna pan out this year, but Cardinals show they may actually be in the hunt. But we'll see. That division definitely got stronger with the 49ers possibly getting stronger now. They have a quarterback. St. Louis is probably going to lead that division, and Seattle is the wild card. So, man, they're going to be all bunched up this year. So, real competitive. What's your pick?
I'm going to take Arizona as well. Patrick Peterson in that defense.
All right, so next pick. Next game, Bears, Packers.
Oh, man, this is the one. For me, this is number one.
What?
Chicago's getting Mack from
I forgot about Khalil Mack going to Chicago. That's true.
Oakland. Chicago's been making moves. Now, the quarterback situation is questionable because they had a rookie from last year.
Right.
From North Carolina, Trubisky. I don't know how to say his
name. Yeah, Trubisky or something like that.
But then you got Green Bay. I mean, Green Bay's Green Bay. Aaron Rodgers got Jimmy Graham, tight end.
Right.
I think this is the game to watch. It'll be on NBC, 8 o'clock, 8:20.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pumped about this game.
I say Green Bay, man. They got Jimmy Graham. They still got Randall Cobb. Devontae Adams, Jordy Nelson is out of there. He's gone. But I don't know, man. It might go back and forth. But Mitchell Trubisky, man, we'll see what he made of going up against that Packers defense.
I'm pulling for him. I'm going Chicago.
I'm gonna go with Green Bay at Lambeau. All right, so. We got
Monday night, and that's it.
Monday night, Jets and Lions. Jets. They got Sam Donald, the rookie dude from USC.
So I'm going Detroit.
Yeah, I'm going with Stafford. Yeah, I'm just gonna leave it at that, and they're at home. Lions win that game. Now, this is a game, Rams and Raiders.
Yes. John Gruden is back. This is his first
game. Let's see what he – yes. Back.
Then you got on the other side Gurley.
Yep.
Who's handing off to Gurley? He was a rookie not too long ago. Goltz? No.
Yeah, Goff. Yeah, that's it. Jared Goff. Yep, that's him. Handing off to Gurley. So, but you know the Raiders still got Derek Carr, man. Maybe he's gonna be healthy, you know.
Man, they got a bunch of stuff for Mac too in the future. Bunch of draft picks. So.
All right.
John Gruden knows what he's doing, I'd say. And they got Amari Cooper, a wide receiver. If y'all don't know, he played for Alabama, won a national championship.
Mm-hmm.
And David Carr. I just felt like after David Carr got paid, he didn't play. But they did pick up Jordan Nelson.
All right.
So
they did.
And they got Marshawn Lynch. Don't forget him. Still, he made his comeback.
He's going to do his thing.
On defense, they lost Mack, which they're still showing him on the roster. But I say they're going to make some noise, man. With John Gruden. But
I didn't know, though.
John Gruden's always been known for his defense. But.
Yeah. Well, you know, man, Aqib Talib, I didn't even know he was with the Rams now, man. Maybe he'll be a difference maker on that defense. But I'm gonna go with the Rams. You're going to go into Oakland and take that game.
Go Raiders!
I hope Raiders win that game. Another thing, they're gonna PGA, the BMW Championship, man. Tiger right now, would you believe it? He's tied for 12. So he within striking distance. He 5 shots off the lead.
Oh.
Yeah. So right now, I don't want to butcher his name. It looked like Chauffele. I don't know how you say his name, but he's the leader right now. 13 under par. So Fowler is not too far from behind him. He 10 under par. He pretty solid.
Yeah, man, they're all pretty close.
Yeah, they are pretty close. So see John Day, he up there. But I mean, it's really exciting to see Tiger Woods just in the top 20. Period. Just to see him in there. And only being 5 shots back, you know, let's see where he is going into Sunday.
Yeah, I think maybe him and Rose and McIlroy go at it.
It might be nice to see, man.
The dude at the top is playing tough.
Yeah, he is playing tough. Solid. He's 6 under for the day, so that lets you know how well he's playing. So check out the BMW Championship this weekend. All right, so you got any shout-outs, man?
Oh, yeah. My niece, Desiree, she turned 21 on the 9th. Shout-out to you. Happy birthday. And my wife, her birthday's the 13th, so I got to get prepared and ready for that, definitely. And I'm glad we're doing this, man.
Awesome, awesome, man. Hey, shout out to just family, man. Shout out to my family, my Cincinnati family. Love y'all. Shout out to my immediate family, my wife and kids, mom, dad, my brothers. I got people all over. So for everybody listening, man, thanks for listening.
Tell people about us.
Peace.
Peace.